It's time for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, live from Whiskey River, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom.
Thanks, AD. Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Here at a half hour early on a Thursday, out at Whiskey River in Ankeny. Come on out, and Bloom and I are just talking. Really good college basketball game tonight with Michigan State and Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Come watch that with us. And then, of course, a mildly interesting NFL game between Dallas and Washington. So we're looking forward to that. We are, as always, brought to you by our friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Let's get rolling, Bloom, because we do have a little bit of a shorter show. We're going to be sharing it with Andrew Downs. Going to him earlier today, Matt Campbell named Big 12 Coach of the Year. I thought maybe Lincoln Riley had a shot because really it's his rookie year as a head coach. In that scenario, I would have been okay had he won it. Campbell certainly deserved it.
No question. I mean, if you think about not only Iowa State's record, I was thinking about this today, Chris. This is probably the second best Iowa State season in our lives. I mean, since 84, right?
Okay.
I mean, you can from what I remember, at least, I mean, I think this is the second best season compared to 2000. Even in that team, they won nine games because they got blown out three times. Iowa State was in every single game and legitimately probably won eight games if you count that K-State one. And, man, the turnaround that Campbell did is really impressive. Lincoln Riley had a great season. And they will probably go to the college football playoff. That deserves some kudos because that's not as easy. Everyone thinks, okay, Oklahoma just plug and play. But that was right in the middle of the summer, and he had to get that thing going, and they still put up some monster numbers.
But he totally did better than I thought he would.
I agree.
In that first week. And it wasn't ever really him that I didn't have confidence in. It was more just like the whole
situation.
It's just so weird, the timing of it. I think what makes Campbell stand out to me. And honestly, I didn't think about it. If I had a vote, I may have gone Lincoln Riley. I don't know. I would have been
juggling those two are the easy candidates.
Yeah. But Matt did such a good job where, like, the quarterback situation, you lose Park, you plug Kempton, you lose Kemp, you plug Nolan. Like, he did such a good job of managing that roster all season long.
And both sides of the ball, too.
Yeah.
I know John Haycock gets a lot of the credit, but Iowa State held seven of the nine Big 12 opponents to 20 points or less. I mean, that's incredible. Considering how good of offense the Big 12 is. So, good for Matt Campbell, and that's only going to add to his great week. And, Chris, you wrote about it, but what a boost for the recruiting trail as well. I think you're going to see this pay dividends this week, and they will use the whole Coach of the Year thing to their advantage. And Iowa State's going to have a big offseason.
From what I understand, just hearing rumblings behind the scenes, it's already paid dividends, maybe not in the form of commitments, but, I'll just go on record right here. I think that 2019 class will be the best class in Iowa State history. Campbell's already in 2 years racked up the two top-ranked classes in Iowa State history. I don't really know where 18's going to land.
Yeah, and there's only, four spots left
there's four or five spots left, depending on attrition. I think 2019 is when you really start to see the fruits of the quote, process when it comes to what he's doing. But, no, very deserving. And then Iowa State, 20 Cyclones, according to this press release here, were awarded postseason honors. That's got to be a record.
I
would guess. I mean, I can't ever remember.
But three on the first team?
Yeah, he had three on the first team. Lazard, Cotton, Moya, and Montgomery. They were all first team. Lanning, J.D. Wagner, Campos, PV, and Chase Allen to the second team. That shocked me when I saw Chase Allen.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, where in the heck did that
come? Tight ends? He blocked okay, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, he only had like three
catches.
Good
for him. Good for Chase.
I guess that's okay. And the Phil Steels of the world will eat that up in the preseason magazines.
It looks better next year.
That's going to bolster Iowa State. But, you know, what really stands out here, Sean Jankowski is producing the program, points out to us, no Ray Limo, which is insane.
Yeah.
That tells you, you know, guys like that don't stuff the stat book, but We're doing a little deal at Cyclone Fanatic that Jared's working on where he asked all of our staff to come through and name, like, offensive MVP, defensive MVP. It's like an award thing for the regular season. And I put him as my defensive MVP. I don't know where you had Ray. You could certainly put Joel Lanning into the equation. I think Kamari Cotton-Moya and Brian Peavy
are there
in the conversation as well. I don't think that defense takes near the stride if it doesn't get better up front. That's Ray Lehman.
You can't play a three-man front with the line they had last year. It's impossible. But
you can't play it even without Ray Lehman.
No.
Brunell Trent really was really good, but you can't do
Remember when Ray got dinged up a little bit in the Iowa game?
And total difference.
It was just completely different. He didn't have the stats. And it's hard, I think, for everyone to notice that.
Puna
Ford is similar for Texas, but he had a couple more tackles and ended up being a co-defensive player of the year, or defensive lineman of the year, whatever it was. Yeah, Ray Lehman is the biggest difference from last year to this year. Great thing is, only a sophomore.
Yeah, and a lot of these guys are. I mean, here's some sophomores who were honored today. Jaquan Bailey, Hakeem Butler, go down the list. I mean, Willie Harvey's just a junior. Lima's a sophomore. DeAndre Payne's just a junior.
Peavy's only a junior.
Marcel Spears is only a sophomore. Those guys are all the ones I just named were all honorable mention. So that, you know, ultimately to put a bow, and I don't want to rehash too much this late in the week, but to put a bow on the Campbell contract, the most exciting part for me about that in the bowl game, which we'll talk about in the next segment, is just mainly the fact that it doesn't feel like this whole deal is going to come crashing down next year. They should be, on paper, what we know right now, and a lot can change. Mm-hmm. They should be better next year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's exciting about this whole thing that we're watching.
Yeah, when's the last time Iowa State's been picked in the upper half of a conference? I mean, you got to go back to 06, really, with that Meyer-Blythe team coming off 05.
It
did fade because their defense wasn't there.
The defense was horrible.
But the foundation is only going to get better interior, and you've talked about it all the time. Iowa State's strength going forward is going to be –
Do I overplay it?
No, you don't.
I'm obsessed with it.
No, but look at the change that the defensive line made from last year to this year, and that really everybody else in the back end was about the same. So what was the difference when Iowa State was 105th in defense to now they're in the top 30? It's the defensive line. Defensive line is the most important position, that and quarterback, in college football, and Iowa State's going to be much better, and they get all those guys back for the most part. So, yeah, and that's the encouraging thing about this contract and the process moving forward is – this isn't the only year. Cyclones could be better next year, and then you start putting those bricks on top of bricks, and you become a consistent program. And, Chris, the other part of that contract is those assistants. They keep all those guys. I think it still will be a challenge because now there's going to be teams after some of those assistants.
Yeah.
That's how K-State and Iowa built their programs, is with those same staffs.
That's why that $1 million
bump
for assistants was thrown in there.
I think that'll be interesting to watch, and I don't know anything. I don't think anyone's going to go anywhere, but – you're going to start seeing, especially the coordinators, start to get some looks. Some of those position guys will get some looks from those bigger schools because now they've seen Iowa State make this progress. So can they keep all those guys together?
Cyclone Fanatic Radio, we are at Whiskey River in Ankeny, presented as always by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Well, no CF Battle Royale today because Jared Stansberry is covering Iowa State Drake women's basketball for us tonight. He'll have coverage on the site. But we did get a question here from Darren, and I'm just going to throw it to you.
Right.
He wanted this for the Battle Royale. He wanted us to duke this out. What's more impressive, the Monte Morris assist turnover record or David Montgomery's most ever missed tackle stat from Pro Football Focus earlier this
week? You know,
week.
I'm going with the Monte Morris thing because
the four-year deal.
Yeah, it's a four-year deal. And, the Pro Football Focus thing is really cool. But I think that stat's relatively
2011
new.
Is where it started.
He was fantastic. And what can he do with some space is the exciting part with that. But what Monte did is unprecedented, and he did it for four straight years. So Morris gets the nod. But what Montgomery did this year, I mean, he's the MVP of the team,
totally
in my
agree.
Opinion. So he was great. And if Iowa State has him in the second half against K-State, I think it's a different game.
Yeah,
to go back.
I think that's...
That play call is different, too, on second and six.
Yeah, when you have... look at the Cowboys right now.
Yeah.
When you've got a stud running back like that...
Yep.
Go back to the Texas Tech game. So Iowa State gets up in that game. And in the second half, they could just give the ball to David Montgomery, and you're killing clock, and you know he's going to get you 4 or 5 yards a buck. And, I mean, like the Cowboys right now, they don't have that. And all of a sudden, a second-year quarterback in Dak Prescott looks lost out there.
Yep.
And that absolutely impacted everything from the play calling to how the quarterback was performing on Saturday at Kansas State.
Pretty cool. He's only a sophomore, too.
He is only a sophomore. I have a feeling we're only going to get one more year of David Montgomery.
Yeah.
But we'll
enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy it while it lasts. All right, Cyclone Fanatic Radio here. When we come back to Whiskey River here in Ankeny, Bloom and I are going to discuss bowl scenarios for Iowa State, looking ahead to Sunday in the bowl selection show. And I want you to think about this, Bloom, while we send it to Andrew Downs, who's hanging out at Shields in West Des Moines. Who should Iowa State fans root for this weekend?
I know.
TCU to win, to potentially bump Iowa State up in the pecking order, or do you go for the Big 12 in the college football playoff, as that could have more long-term implications on Iowa State football? Keep an eye on that. We'll discuss that next. But now we're going to throw it to Andrew Downs, who, again, is hanging out at Shields in West Des Moines. AD, take it away, buddy. Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We are presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. We are live from Whiskey River in Ankeny until 6:30 tonight. We will hand it off to Rich Fellingham, Molly Parrott.
I don't know.
Or Lindsay Finley. One of the ladies will be on the call tonight with Rich as Iowa State is taking on Drake tonight. And we want to give a shout-out, too, to our friends at Drake, the passing of Paul Morrison today, the iconic
Mr.
Paul.
Drake, absolutely.
Yeah, man, I don't really know him, but for some reason, every time I've covered a game there, I've sat next to him. That's where my seat has been on press row, and it's always just been fun to chit-chat with him back and forth. And
yeah.
Really an icon.
Well, you know, in anything in life, if you have a passion for 100 years, which is what that guy had with Drake, I mean, that's incredible. That's what we all should aspire to, is care that much about something for 100 years.
Totally agree.
What a great life and what a great impact he had on Drake. And, man, that's just incredible stuff.
Yep, I totally agree. Moving on, Iowa State in the bowl situation. I don't really feel the need to completely iron it out. If you want to hear that, Mark Charter and I did that on the Fawcast earlier today, Charterhouse. And I also wrote a pretty in-depth blog about it yesterday on Cyclone Fanatic, so I don't want to hash that out too much. But there is an interesting predicament for Iowa State fans on Saturday morning, Brent, when Oklahoma and TCU play. So if Oklahoma wins, they're going to the college football playoff.
Yes.
And then it becomes a situation where TCU could get picked over on this New Year's Six deal.
Right.
I don't necessarily think that they will, but it is a possibility. If TCU wins, that basically guarantees two college football New Year's Six games
for the Big 12,
which would bump Iowa State up in the bowl standings, which would give them a better chance to get to Orlando or, in a long, 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 long shot, San Antonio.
Right.
So my question is, who should Iowa State fans root for, TCU or Oklahoma? I think it's a pretty easy answer, but I'll see what you say.
I don't know, because I'm selfish. First and foremost, and I don't want to go to Memphis again. Nothing against Memphis, but Iowa State's been to, well, 4 bowl games in the last decade. Like, I'd like to go somewhere I haven't been, and Orlando would be fun. San Antonio would be fun. Even, Houston would be okay.
I would rather go to Memphis than Houston.
But the thing with Memphis is, if you go to the Liberty Bowl and you play Memphis in a home game, that'd be awful. That ruins.
That's a bad scenario.
Yeah, it ruins a really great season. Like I said earlier in the show, maybe the second best season in our lifetime is ruined if you have to go. Now, nothing against Memphis. It's not their fault. It's just you'd rather play a Power 5 team, and Memphis is really good, than potentially lose to Memphis.
I don't know. Did you read my piece?
I did.
I think Memphis would be favored in that game.
They would. They would be favored.
I mean, it'd be slight, but they would be favored in that game.
And so now even the Iowa State travel party isn't even that's not even fun anymore, because you're dealing with more Memphis fans. Like, that wouldn't be very fun. I still have disastrous memories of the Boise State game in 02 when Iowa State went out there and played Boise State in the Humanitarian Bowl. But, you know, for the prestige of the conference, like, I think you have to root for Oklahoma. I mean, just think, for a whole, to have a dog in the fight in the playoff, you have to root for Oklahoma. And I don't know. The money's not that all that much different. If Oklahoma goes to the playoff, the conference gets $6 million. They'd actually may make more money with both of them not going to the playoff, Chris, because then they get $4 million each for each being in the New Year's Six Bowl. So you'd make eight compared to six. You'd make more money by TCU winning. However, the prestige of getting one of your conference schools, that's why you came up with the championship game to begin with. I think you need Oklahoma to win.
I'm with you. I don't even think it's – I mean, I haven't given it as much thought as you have. I mean, selfishly, sure, I'd love to go to Orlando or whatnot. But, like, there's just so much more at play here. Like, I'm looking ahead to 2024.
Yeah.
I mean, the Big 12 needs as many playoff appearances as possible for the health of this league. Nobody was talking about the Big 12 blowing up after Oklahoma played in the playoff 2 years ago. You know, it's only after the years where you're not represented in the college football playoff where that becomes a story in Dallas in July. And, like, I'm just looking long-term. I mean, got this great coach. Everybody, I think the off-season buzz surrounding Iowa State football will be the highest we've ever seen in the history of the program.
Yeah.
Leading up to next year. They will mark it down right here. They will set a new season ticket record.
Could potentially be in the top 25 in the preseason.
In 28, yeah, they have potential to be a top 25
for the first time in a long time.
So to me, like, I'm just thinking more long-term. Like, short-term, of course, you want to go to a better bowl game and whatnot. But, man, I just think the value of getting that big and shutting up some of those anti-Big 12 critics and quieting some of that Big 12's going to destruct noise, I think that's more valuable.
Well, and I think it's better for the playoff, too, to get a Big 12 team in there for just the entertainment purposes. What, Ohio State's a six-point favorite against Wisconsin? Chris, think about this. If TCU beats Oklahoma and Ohio State beats Wisconsin, there is a very real possibility there will be three SEC teams in the four-team college football playoff, and that would not be very fun. So I think for the good of entertainment purposes, I'd like Oklahoma as well, just as a football fan.
Yeah, no, I would agree.
There's no way TCU's jumping up, right? Even if they win,
they probably should.
Yeah,
probably I mean,
won't,
if
though.
You did
too
blind,
far behind.
Let's just say, like, let's say Ohio State beats Wisconsin by seven, which
yeah.
is what the line is. Okay.
Yep.
If you did a blind resume with a TCU team beating Oklahoma next to Ohio State, it's not close.
No,
it is not close.
Nope.
Walter said it best on our show yesterday. That there's no team that's been screwed by that playoff committee more since the inception of it than TCU.
How they are 11th in this thing
is insane.
It's
unfortunate. Absolutely insane.
Because if that was the case, then yeah, that, I think then the answer's easy. If I knew TCU would hop everybody and get in, but they can't jump seven spots. So I don't know. I think you got to root for Oklahoma on Saturday.
Yeah, I would totally agree. That game is at 11 o'clock.
And I got a wedding to go to on Saturday.
What time's the wedding?
Well, it's at like 4, but then
so
there's pictures and stuff. Like,
don't go to the wedding.
Well, I'm thinking about it.
Whose wedding is it?
It's a cousin.
Your cousin?
It's a cousin. No, a cousin-in-law.
Oh, you don't have to go then.
But
do you even
know
these
people? My wife's in the wedding. Like,
it's okay. She'll be fine. She's an adult.
Yeah, I like the cousin too, though. Like, she's good people.
Like, guy or girl?
It's a girl.
So, does she drink?
Yeah.
Could you buy her a really nice bottle of, like, wine?
Well, I mean, I think I'll be able to get away with at least watching the Big 12. But, man, there better be a TV at the reception.
There's probably not going to be. Why would anybody get married on Championship Saturday?
Well, they're Iowa State fans. Probably didn't assume Iowa State was going to be involved. Which, that was a real possibility. I was going to miss the wedding about a month ago.
So you would have missed the wedding for the Big 12 championship
Correct,
game?
If I had to be there.
I
got a little guilt trip for it. I'm like, that's not even a guilt trip. That's not worthy of
like
a guilt
your
trip.
Wife actually expected you to be at the wedding if the Clones were playing in
there
the Big 12
discussion
championship
in it.
Game?
The discussion did not last very long.
So if that's the case, then you really can't just be like, oh, I'm staying in Bondurant. I'm not going to this wedding.
Correct. So that's where the level – maybe that was the expectation that she played me there. By setting the expectation at that, now I'll feel obliged to go now.
I dig.
But anyway, I might be watching some of these on my phone. Don't feel bad for me. There'll be a cake.
When we come back, Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart Clive is here. We're going to make championship picks. It took me about 45 minutes, but I did compile the updated standings in our picks with Nebraska Furniture Mart Clive. Tim's got some great deals. With all that, next here on 1460 KXNO.
Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Ever since the first footballs were made of pigskin, there's been a connection between football and pork. Today, that connection thrives in parking lots, where you'll find everything from spicy spare ribs to bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin being served at tailgating parties. Once again, without pork, football just wouldn't be football. This message is brought to you by the Iowa pork producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating more delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams with Cyclone Fanatic, and I am excited to be here today promoting one of my all-time favorite brands, Iowa's iconic whiskey, Templeton Rye. True story, on Friday nights when I'm relaxing, trying to get primed for a busy Saturday of covering the Cyclones, the good stuff is my go-to drink, and it has been for well over a decade. With its smooth taste, Templeton Rye's 4 and 6 year whiskeys are my absolute favorite. And it's a really exciting time for the town of Templeton, where Templeton Rye is building their brand new distillery. It's going to be awesome once they get it finished, and I cannot wait to visit Templeton to see it in person. Cyclones, there's no better drink on game day than Templeton Rye. It's Cyclone Fanatic approved.
Pour one more beer for me. Exile needs quality. So savagely.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Fanatics, we need to give a big shout-out to one of our longest-running sponsors at Cyclone Fanatic. That's our friends at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. Now, I know a lot of you out there, you've already grabbed Iowa State flags and a bunch of merch from them, but did you know that they have a ton of other stuff, too, like NFL flags, MLB, NBA. They've got NASCAR flags, metal signs, and, of course, flagpoles for tailgating your house or business. You can spend hours on their site. Check out Heartland Flags in person as well. Located at 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines. Free shipping when you shop online at heartlandflags.com and tell them thanks for supporting Cyclone Fanatic.
Hey guys, it's Cyclone Fanatics, Chris Williams here, and being the fact that I am from rural Southwest Iowa, I really do take a lot of pride in promoting small town ag companies, and that's exactly what J&S Acres Trucking is. My friend Joel, a diehard Cyclone Fanatic, is your go-to guy for hauling needs of any kind. If it's farm to market, farm to sale barn, sale barn to farm, J&S Acres Trucking can do it all. Joel is a great guy. You'll love working with him. J&S Acres Trucking works all over the Midwest and is wanting to serve you, your fellow Cyclone Fanatics. Call Joel today, 712-299-9296. Tell him Cyclone Fanatics sent you. Welcome back, Cyclone Fanatic Radio. We're here at Whiskey River. We've got Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive with us.
Holiday deals, man.
We got great holiday deals. I hope they're better deals than Tim has been at picking games the last few weeks.
I don't know which one I want to talk about first, if I want to get the punishment over. Or...
No, I love you, man.
Yeah, I was under the impression all the bowl games were worth 100 points each.
Well, we are going to pick bowl games, so you got plenty of time to come back.
Yeah.
We just, you know, we've all been pretty mediocre. There's nobody in this trio that has anything to brag about.
Well, you guys have been mediocre. I've been bad.
Yeah.
Let's just call it what it is.
I'm 51-46 on the air. Bloom is 40. Even Steven over here is 49-48. And Tim, you're right now 41-56.
Just to be clear, did you do the math on this?
Yeah.
Recount.
You want me to do a recount?
No.
I will.
was it validated by an accounting firm at all?
I actually, you know how they do it in high school math? I showed my work right here.
Did you? Oh, that's right.
It actually took me forever because I had to
Cammy
go back
to redo it. I trust her more.
Add everything up. But it's championship week. We are going to do our Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive picks. But before then, everybody's Christmas shopping right now, Tim. I like to encourage my friends to go into Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. And when they do that, what will they find?
Well, it's a good time of year right now, fellas. For the last few weeks leading up to this show, it's been pretty stagnant. Everybody kind of slowing down before the holiday seasons. But we're ready to hit you with some great deals. And I'm actually not going to go into too great a detail because there are so much detail involved. But let me hit you with a few of them here.
Okay.
So let's start out tomorrow over this weekend. The first and second here. We're going to have 30-month no-interest financing on anything, $9.90 and more.
Nice.
So what a two-day great sale coming in. We got a lot of deals on appliances, a lot of great rebates going on with GE Kitchens right now. Let's talk Samsung appliances. 36-month financing on anything, $9.99 and more there.
Big time.
Luxury appliances. Time you want to remodel your house, you want to put that new, move up a little bit. We're talking Decor, DCS, Gen Air, Miele, Monogram, Thermador, all these big brands. We're great business partners with all of them. We've got deals going on all these guys. Great time to come in and see us if you're looking to move up into that luxury appliance brand offering. And then flooring right now, let's not forget that. We're doing 50% off manufacturer suggested retail pricing on carpet. And then TVs, we got 36-month no financing. Sony, Samsung, LG, 50-by TVs and larger, $9.99 and up. So just deals just coming out of everywhere, guys.
You said 50% off. Flooring, carpet.
50% off manufacturer suggested retail price.
That seems like a pretty good deal.
That's a great deal.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's a great deal. It's just
I can vouch for you guys. You guys did all my flooring.
Yeah.
Got brand new flooring. Got new carpet through you guys last year.
Yeah.
All of our appliances are new through you guys a couple years ago. We took advantage of one of those financing deals that you brought to the table.
That's a great thing to do.
Yeah. And then
use our money.
Yeah. Well, so, it really is. Because there's just not a ton of people who can go, I'm going to spend $10,000 and redo my floor.
Right.
We did. But we added a ton of value to our house.
Absolutely.
Didn't pay a dime of interest.
Right.
And we paid it back over the course of, 2 years.
Yeah.
And,
and then you're done. Your house is beautiful and it's up to date.
Yeah.
And
Happy wife.
Happy wife. Happy life, C-Dub. Yeah, no, so a lot of great deals. Just all categories. Great time to come on out and see us. And, again, this weekend, the 30-month no interest, $9.90 anymore. Come on out and see you this weekend. We'll get you taken care of for the holidays.
Sounds good, brother. Let's get to our picks.
Let's do it.
It's championship week in college football, and it all begins tomorrow night in the Pac-12. Stanford is a 4-point underdog on the road. Well, not on the road. They're considered the away team because of standings and whatnot, though, Bloom.
Yeah.
They're at USC.
Stanford's been playing well. I'll take the 4 points. They look great against Notre Dame last week, and Bryce Love's healthy.
What do you think, Tim?
I thought I was going to be the lone dog here, Bloomer. Yeah, I looked at this, and I just think it's that time of year when who's playing hot win, and not that USC hasn't been playing well, but Stanford has just got the swagger right now, in my opinion. I'm happy to take the 4 points.
I take it a chuckle. I saw a bowl projection that Iowa might actually get moved to the Holiday Bowl because they travel really well.
They don't want that.
If Stanford loses, they could play Stanford.
Dude, I was trying to tell Ross that the other night. You guys don't want to go to the holiday. Because they're going to play Stanford or Washington.
Or Washington State. No, it'd be Washington. Yeah. You're right. Ugh.
Iowa doesn't need to be bumping up.
Yeah.
No.
So, anyway, I don't remember
what
happened.
Iowa friends, I hope you guys stay in the Music City or Pinstripe. I'm going to take Stanford as well. I trust that team more. I think that they have a better coach. They're peaking right now, and I think USC is a little bit beat up. But they're playing really well.
They are.
But Darnold's kind of turned it around.
Offensive coordinator may be on the move to Tennessee.
Let's go to the American. One of my favorite games every year is the American Championship game. It's always so much fun. They put on a show with Central Florida and South Florida last weekend. Memphis is at Central Florida, the Knights, and Scotty Frost, next head coach of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. They're 7-point favorites. I'll take Memphis just because they score a lot of points.
Did they play already this year?
What do you think about that?
I think that Central Florida-South Florida game last weekend may be the best game I've seen all year.
It was awesome.
It was fantastic. And so much speed on Central Florida. In fact, their best speed guy, Adrian Killens is his name. His final choice came down to Iowa State and Central Florida. It was one of Campbell's first targets when he got the job. Cyclones ended up, because Killens went to Central Florida, going with DeShante Jones. A little fun fact when you watch
another
that game.
Another fun fact is the Memphis quarterback, Riley Ferguson, is an Iowa State recruit.
That's right.
They were really in on him early on
He's excellent. But I'll take the home team because I think that game is at Central Florida.
They did play, and this kind of changes my mind a little bit.
It got out of hand, didn't it?
Changed my mind?
Yeah, I would say Central Florida rolled.
Yeah, it was 40-13.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Scott Frost.
Seconded. Yeah.
You going with that too, Tim?
Yeah, I'm not happy now because that's two games we picked together. But luckily, these are worth 100 points. So when I get one over you two here in a minute,
you got bowl season to catch up.
Yeah.
The former Iowa State opponent, the Zips of Akron,
Bowden,
made it to the MAC championship game under Terry Bowden. Yet they are still 21.5 point favorites to the former Matt Campbell coach, Toledo Rockets, Jason Candle, who was for one day Iowa State's offensive coordinator.
That's right.
He was in the plane with Matt Campbell coming to Ames initially. He's now the head coach there. 21.5 points, though, boys. That seems like a lot in a championship game, Tim. We'll let you lead off.
Yeah, the 21 points is that classic scenario of when you look at it, you got to think to yourself, there's a reason it's 21.5 points.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, a championship game, heightened awareness, everybody's a little nervous, a little jittery. It seems like a lot of points to cover. So, you know, I'll take the points and give me the Zips here covering 21.5.
I'm doing the same thing. I don't want to just keep agreeing with you, Tim, but
I see your strategy.
I mean, Toledo's really good. They're clearly the class of that conference, but I am going to take the Zips.
One division in that league is way better than the other one, and that's Toledo's. And Akron was kind of the tallest little guy in that league. I mean, Akron is not very good. Toledo beats them by 28.
All right. Bloom's going to ride by himself on the MAC championship game. Let's go to Conference USA, shall we? The Mean Green.
I didn't even know these two teams are in Conference USA.
North Texas at Florida Atlantic. Well, can Lane Kiffin win this game, or has he spent too much time on Twitter this week?
It's been enjoyable, though.
Yeah, Florida Atlantic has been. Florida Atlantic's an 11.5 point favorite, boys. Bloom, we'll start with you.
Florida. It's at Florida Atlantic. Man, I'll just take the underdog. Go with the Mean Green.
It's great analysis, Tim.
Give me the Fighting Lane Kiffins here. I'll take Florida Atlantic.
I'm taking Kiffin as well. They're just a better football team. I mean, analytically, everything across the board, they're better. Let's save the Big 12 game for next segment. We'll get the other little guy out of the way. A rematch from last week.
Yeah.
You've got Fresno State at Boise. Fresno State actually won this game a week ago at home, and now they got to go to Boise where they're 8.5-point dogs. They got confidence. Boise's home in Vegas is very overrated. They're like 4-13 at home against the spread in the last 17 games, I think I saw, over the last 2 years post-Chris Peterson.
Oh, man, stats.
So I'll take Fresno State to cover the 8.5.
I'm going to pick Boise. Just because I thought it was laughable that Fresno State got into the top 25 of the playoff.
Well, they did that just because
I know
that
why they did it. So I'm mad at Fresno State. It's not their fault. But I'm taking Boise just because.
What's sound betting advice? Yeah. I'm mad at them. I don't want them to win. I don't have much better. I'm taking Boise State here at home. They're on the Smurf turf, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're on the.
It's still blue.
They're on the blue turf.
Yeah, give me Boise State here at home.
They're on the blue turf. All right, we'll knock one more of these out here real quick. Clemson. 9.5 point favorites over the Hurricanes of Miami. Man, I've made a point now where I've bet against Clemson so many times, and I always lose. Give me Clemson. I'll lay the 9.5.
I'm with you.
Miami's dinged up.
Miami looked awful against Pittsburgh. I don't even think they're that great. I mean, they had a nice win over Notre Dame at home, but otherwise, I haven't seen a whole lot from them. And they beat Virginia Tech at home. That's a nice win.
Tim, this is an opportunity to get
Clemson's
a point
so
on
much better.
I would have to strictly take Miami just to go opposite of you to do that, and my mind tells me otherwise. Yeah, I looked at this. Me looking at it is the same thing you saw, Bloom. I went back and looked at Notre Dame, and wow, how they rolled them. And then you look, and oh, they beat Virginia Tech. But the rest of the games, they were close in all those games against not the talent they destroyed. And I think that caught up to him last week. And again, I think, is their quarterback even back? Is it Rozier's name?
He got pulled. He was, yeah, he was going to play.
Yeah.
He got pulled for performance.
Yeah, was it performance? Yeah. I thought he got hurt.
No, he didn't get hurt. And yeah, this is the thing. Clemson is so good on defense. Miami's not getting to 10 points in that game.
Yeah.
They're just
I like the under.
Yes.
To be honest with you.
I agree.
Yeah, I'll take Clemson as well. I'll ride with you guys.
Okay. Andrew Downs is hanging out at Shields in West Des Moines. We're going to toss it to him, and when we come back, we're going to preview
the
Big Dogs, the Big 12, the Big 10, and the SEC. That's coming up. We're here at Whiskey River in Ankeny with Nebraska Furniture Martin Clive. Let's chuck it on over to West Des Moines and Andrew Downs.
Cyclone Fanatic has a new home for our radio shows this season, and that's Whiskey River in Ankeny and Ames. Listen every Thursday night from 6 to 7 on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO. And if you can't make it live, we will have podcasts of our shows across Cyclone Fanatic's various platforms as well. Of course, you can always stop by, meet our staff, have some beers, and watch football at the new Whiskey River in Ankeny's beautiful Prairie Trail area or on Main Street in Ames. Keep an eye on Cyclone Fanatic's social media feeds for game watch information throughout the season.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams with Cyclone Fanatic, and I am excited to be here today promoting one of my all-time favorite brands, Iowa's iconic whiskey, Templeton Rye. True story, on Friday nights when I'm relaxing, trying to get primed for a busy Saturday of covering the Cyclones, the good stuff is my go-to drink, and it has been for well over a decade. With its smooth taste, Templeton Rye's 4 and 6 year whiskeys are my absolute favorite. And it's a really exciting time for the town of Templeton, where Templeton Rye is building their brand new distillery. It's going to be awesome once they get it finished, and I cannot wait to visit Templeton to see it in person. Cyclones, there's no better drink on game day than Templeton Rye. It's Cyclone Fanatic approved.
We're guessing that in the last year, year and a half, you've probably heard something about Charterhouse Real Estate. We know them as an innovative real estate firm focused on putting clients first.
They started with great offers like short 3-month listing contracts and 2 different commission options. But they just topped their already awesome perks with an exclusive home prep package.
When you list at 6%, you'll now get a deep clean of your kitchen and all bathrooms, an exterior power washing of your home, and all of your windows will be cleaned inside and out, including screens.
And that's on top of free moving boxes and supplies delivered to your door, access to a free moving truck, extra marketing, and so much more.
There's no other firm or realtor offering clients anywhere close to what Charterhouse Real Estate is.
Or if you prefer to do it yourself and go perk-free, Charterhouse has a 5% listing plan too.
As you can see from this latest greatest offer, Charterhouse Real Estate is real estate redefined. Learn more and contact them at charterhouseiowa.com.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here to tell you a little bit about me away from the microphone, and that's the love that I have for my daughter, which is why every year in August I head to the Iowa Clinic Men's Center to get my annual physical. Now, I'm only 33 and luckily I'm a healthy man, but this is all about preventative medicine. My daughter relies on me, and I want to be there to watch her in t-ball games, dance recitals, and God willing, be there to walk her down the aisle. Small decisions that we make today greatly impact our future, and my friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center are here to help. Visit them at iowaclinic.com to find a doctor near you, which shouldn't be hard, as the Iowa Clinic Men's Center has locations all over the metro.
Pour one more beer for me. Exile needs quality so savagely. Best beer in all the land, brewed with a loving hand, from bottle, keg, or can. Exile Brewing, EXILE, for me, EXILE. Let's drink, crack open a Ruthie today, enjoy your exile.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
In the market for a new home? Consider getting your mortgage through Gershman Mortgage, a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com. Gershman's knowledge, experience, and low rates will not only make a positive impact on your home buying experience, but will also save you money, as it has for families over the course of 3 decades. Already own? Perhaps refinancing is a solid option for you. Give Gershman Mortgage a shot. Call 515-964-5952 or stop by their Ankeny location at 1200 Southwest State Street, Suite 2C today and tell them Cyclone Fanatics sent you.
DJ Khaled! Best! Yeah. All I do is win, no matter.
Welcome back, Cyclone Fanatic Radio. We are at Whiskey River in Ankeny. Presented, as always, by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Brent Bloom and Tim Mullen are with me here as we continue to break down championship week in college football. We saved the big dogs for last, and let's go to the SEC, where Georgia is taking on Auburn. Boys, the Tigers, I believe, are playing the best of anybody in college football right now. I'm going to keep rolling with them. They're 2.5-point favorites over Georgia. I tabbed them on the money line last week against Bama. I'm going to roll with them on Saturday as well, Tim.
Okay. Yeah, I think revenge is in mind here. I think that loss Georgia took earlier in the year was a wake-up call. I think they're switched back on. I understand Auburn is rolling, and they're the ones that beat Georgia before and beat Alabama, but I like Georgia in this sneaky, quiet, everyone thinking they don't have a shot sort of game. So give me Georgia here.
Interesting. I just think Auburn's playing, they're playing better than anybody right now, and Sidham's been great. So unless he has a disastrous game, I'll take the hottest team in the country, Auburn.
I mean, that sounds like good logic, I guess.
But Georgia's really good, though. I mean, it's a field goal for a reason. This is going to be a great game.
Yeah.
And I'll be at a wedding.
I'm super curious to see how this Big Ten game plays out. Because this is where my mind's at, gentlemen.
I don't get this at all, by the way.
Well, Wisconsin's undefeated, and Ohio State has the name brand, and they have Herb. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people remember what happened 3 years ago in this game that pushed Herb and the Buckeyes into the college football playoff. I don't think this Ohio State team's as good, though. And there's questions on their quarterback. I'm going to take Wisconsin. I'm going to take the points. What do we got at that right here? Six and a half points. I wish it was seven, but I'll take the Buckeyes, and I'll push them into the college football playoff. Who wants to feast on that?
Yeah, I think they win outright. I agree. Wisconsin's the best defense I've seen all year. They're right up there with Auburn and Georgia, in my opinion. And they're good everywhere. Their quarterback's average at best, but they don't need him to be great. I think Wisconsin wins this thing like 23-20. I think they win it.
Yeah.
Tim, you watch more Big Ten football than both of us combined.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm right on with you guys.
Really?
I couldn't be more right on. I honestly thought this would be one I'd get on YouTube, but I think Wisconsin has probably had the most consistent, fundamentally sound season of anybody in the Big Ten. They're not too high. They're not too low. The great thing about it is that in their undefeated status, they're still consistently the underdog. Everyone's talked about the comparisons to when Iowa did the same thing, but this is a more talented team than that Iowa team, and their defense is scary good. And I think that they're just happy to be right where they're at, and everybody going, well, there's no way they can go and beat Ohio State. And I not only will happily take the points, but I'm thinking they put, a touchdown or a little bit more on them. So I got Wisconsin here.
We agreed a lot.
We've agreed a lot, which means it's going to be a really bad week.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Big 12, where Oklahoma is giving 7 against the Horned Frogs of TCU. Of course, Oklahoma really handled TCU earlier this year. That game was in Norman. Bloom, I'll let you start with some analysis on this game.
You look at that game, and Oklahoma dominated them in the first half, but Oklahoma did not score a point after halftime. Two things. Maybe Oklahoma coasted home, and they did, because they just pretty much ran the ball in the second half. But I think TCU's defense is really talented, and Oklahoma's defense is going the wrong way right now. I think TCU puts enough points up to definitely get within the 7. And I'm not calling for an outright win, but I think this goes right down to the gun, and I think it's a field goal either way.
Well, you jump on that, Tim.
Yeah, so I've kind of, you know, Oklahoma has been a team that I've kind of looked at a few times, and I feel like it's, you know, what was it you said earlier when every time you bet against them and they're on here, I think it was Clemson, you said you keep thinking they're not going to win, and they're kind of. That's how I felt about Oklahoma this year is, to me, and you want to talk about, you know, your guys' previous segment about who's better to win this game for Iowa State in the Big 12 right now. Oklahoma is carrying the back of the Big 12 in this game to me. I mean, they've got to win, more importantly than anything else, so that there's no controversy.
I agree.
That they are in that spot, and they are there for a reason. And I think they're going to pin their ears back. And I think it's still going to be a pretty close game. And TCU, of course, isn't going to roll down. But I'm happy to take Oklahoma here. I think they cover that 7 easily.
I still think the coaching factor plays into this game. I know Lincoln Riley has been great this year. But this is a big-time atmosphere to get into the playoff. Now, Gary Patterson's been around a while. I don't know. I mean, it's not. It's a
where's
neutral,
the game at?
It's in Jerry World. Jerry World. It's a neutral field. It'll be split 50-50.
Well, let me ask
if
you this.
If TCU gets off to a good start, I think they win the game.
Let me ask you this. On a dome.
Yeah, that's true. That's
like,
yeah.
This is why I'm taking Oklahoma.
But TCU's got speed, too.
I know they do. I know they do. But that Oklahoma offense is the best in college football.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Baker Mayfield's the best player in college football. And my point is, you know, my admiration for Gary Patterson. I love the man. But I think Oklahoma's offense is better than TCU's defense is good. And the fact that you're on a dome, I think that favors the offense. And I'm just not sure, as bad as Oklahoma's defense has looked at times, I'm not sure I trust Kenny Hill to keep up.
Yeah,
so I will take Oklahoma.
Plus, I think this time, too, this is the first time in a long time I think Baker Mayfield's ready for this stage. I don't think it will be too big for him, as some games have been in the past when he's had to try and outplay his reputation and problems and things. I think even everything that's happened to him this year, he's kind of like, well, that's just kind of me now. Sorry, that's who I am. So
quarterback advantage way in the favor of Oklahoma. But I just think, you know, TCU still got a lot of speed, a lot of talent on that team.
Absolutely.
They didn't get run off the field by Oklahoma.
No.
They got off to a horrible start.
Yeah. Totally agree. Tim, in case we have a different audience right now, real quick, what do we got going on at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive?
All right, guys, a lot of times for a great time for holiday savings there. Coming to see us over the next 2 days, December 1st and 2nd, we have 30 months, no interest, deferred financing on $9.99 and more. Great deals on GE appliances, up to $400 to $1,200 mail-in rebates on select GE profiles. Samsung's, anything $9.99 or more on Samsung appliances, special 36-month financing. If it's a time you're redoing your house, you're looking to upgrade, looking for that luxury appliance brand, we got Decor, DCS, Jenner, Miele Monogram, Thermador, all running great promos and deals right now. It's a great time. 50% off our MSRP on carpet, mic drop, boom. And then Samsung, Sony, LG, 55-inch TVs, 4K and larger, $9.95, 36 months, no interest finance. Just deals coming out of everywhere.
Standing.
Coming out of everywhere.
Tim, thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
This is not the last show. We're going to have another one and do Bulls.
Yeah.
Bull preview and all that good
stuff. That'll be
fun. We'll look forward to that. No show next week is Iowa State basketball.
Yeah.
We'll be going at it.
Kind of jumped up on us
at Hilton Coliseum. And then right now, we're actually going to throw it to the Knapp Center, where Lindsey Finnelly and Rich Fellingham,
the legend,
Cyclone Radio Network, will have the call of Iowa State versus Drake women's basketball. Coverage of that game tonight. Jared Stansberry is covering that game
big
for
game.
Us.
It's a big game for
it's an important game
Iowa
for Bill
State women's basketball team.
This is a big game tonight. You're right. Thanks, everybody, for being flexible tonight. John Sellers, Sean Jankowski, Andrew Downs, Jared Ross. We appreciate it. Let's go to the Knapp Center here on 1460 KXNO.